Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line, radio.com sports betting insider Eli Hershkovich. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post the job today at indeed.com/hire. Eli, thanks for joining us, bud.
Thanks for having me on, guys. It's a little weak of Bart to just miss a show and because he had a kid, right? I have no respect for that.
Yeah, especially when we're talking about gambling, man. This is like one of his favorite. I mean, it's all of our favorite subjects, actually.
Exactly.
And it's that time of the year for this.
No question. And I believe he only bets $1 on games, too. Didn't he bet $1 on the Bucks to win the NBA Finals? So, once again, zero respect for Bart.
All right, now we get to the NFL season here. I mean, do you look at any now I never used to get into these, but now I'm starting to. Like, you know, division winners, maybe dark horses to win the Super Bowl. I was looking over the weekend, and I saw both the Bears and the Browns. Pretty good buy-in number if you want to take a chance at them going to the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl title. I mean, you can always go with the favorites, but, I mean, I thought those guys had some pretty nice prices.
Yeah, you know what's incredible about the Bears? And you would think, being from Chicago, I'm a Bears fan. It's not really the case. My fandom's gone at this point. But you look at the prices out in Vegas specifically, and that's where the Bears are getting the most action, and it's Caesars. And the Bears are tied for the shortest odds to win the NFC at 4-1. And not only that, but they have 9-1 odds to win the Super Bowl. That's higher than the Eagles in both respects. So we'll get to the Browns in a second, but specifically on the Bears, it's incredible to me. And I get it at Caesars Palace out in Vegas, a lot of Chicago fans. You're getting a good amount of Chicago action on your respective teams. Also Mitchell Trubisky now all the way up to 22-1 to win the NFL MVP, which is just a separate conversation. It's ridiculous that I understand it comes with the caveat that you're getting action specifically from Chicago fans, but for the Bears' price on the NFC and Super Bowl futures to move up at that kind of movement, I'm not a fan of it. I don't see the value in taking Chicago right now at all in either of those regards. I get to have the majority of their defense back, with the exception of Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, out, and Chuck Pagano in. And a lot of people expect, similar to the MVP bet, Mitchell Trubisky take that step up. I'm not seeing it for either one of those futures. There's no value, and to me, it's not worth making a bet on either.
Eli, what is your favorite future? Make us some money.
It depends on where you're shopping around and where you're getting the number. But I'm looking at Eagles around 14-1 to win the Super Bowl. I'm a big fan of that one, and I was waiting to buy on Eagles futures until they got a capable backup quarterback, especially with the injury a couple weeks ago, and that really hampered their depth behind Carson Wentz. And you think about a quarterback that's not only been hurt the past couple years, but was hurt in the preseason in his rookie year. So I was waiting for them to get a backup quarterback. Of course, they ended up getting the former Chicago Bear, Josh McCown. And to me, that was enough to buy down on Eagles futures, especially in the Super Bowl market. You add Malik Jackson to that defense, one of the better defenses in football. And then offensively, you add DeSean Jackson, a deep threat for Carson Wentz, Alshon Jeffrey, a deep threat in his own regard, but still a possession receiver. You have Aguilar. You get Sanders in the mix there, too. Really one of their only backs over the last few years. And I get it's just the preseason, but that can create yards after contact. We haven't seen that from Eagles backs, even from the likes of Jay Ajayi a couple of years ago. So I really like the Eagles futures, and it adds confidence to the bet to me if Carson Wentz goes down, because, again, you have that capable backup in McCown.
Talking with Eli Hershkovich, you can find his work at radio.com sports, and we'll get into your show here in a second, but I'm looking at these NFL Week 1 lines. I usually like to stay away from Week 1, although I can't, just because it's tough to lay down a lot of scratch. I feel like there's always dogs barking on week one. And I look at that 3.5, the Bears favored 3.5 that Thursday night at Soldier Field against the Green Bay Packers. Why do I feel like they're trying that, like the everybody's going to be on the Bears side? Like they're just trying to get me that 3.5, that hook. It just has me a little confused. What are you looking at that week one?
Yeah, I'm on the Packers. I already bet that one at 3.5. It's at some books. At some books, it's priced around 3, so the hook is gone. But the hook for me is an easy grab. And just looking at specifically the Bears' kicker position, you just saw them cut one of their kickers over the weekend. What, they've missed 2-3 field goals so far the preseason?
Yeah.
And how can you bank on, especially with that hook, with the Bears laying 3.5 points, if this game comes down to a field goal, that you have confidence in a Bears kicker right now? The fact that Joe Ostrowski from The Score, who's also a host of You Better, You Bet, tweeted this out over the weekend. It's been 200-plus days since Cody Parkey missed that kick against the Eagles in the wild card game, and you still don't have a kicker that you're confident in Chicago. It's incredible to think about, and it sounds even weirder to say, but yeah, especially with that hook, I get the Packers are playing on the road, and it's a revenge spot for the Bears after losing in the opener in Green Bay last season. But that Packers defense, to me, you want to talk about positive regression on the defensive side of the ball. I know people have questions about whether Aaron Rodgers will click in a new offensive system. I'm not too worried about that. Best quarterback in the NFL. But defensively, I see positive regression in the turnover department for the Packers, and I think it starts in Chicago that night.
See, the Bears are the 3.5 point favorite. I either look at this like, hey, you know, they're trying to sucker you into taking the points in Green Bay, or they know something here, because you know, if this game is played at Lambeau Field, I can see the Packers being a 3-point favorite or 4-point favorite, but I just thought maybe in Chicago would be maybe like a 6-point favorite in this game. I'm just surprised the defending division champs, they're 12-4. Packers with some question marks yet, that Chicago would only be a field goal favorite in this game.
Yeah, and you think about how Vegas rates these teams, right? I don't really look at it as Vegas knows something, because, well, that's the perception really around in the sports betting market is, well, Vegas knows that when a team is a 3-point dog or a 4-point dog, they're trying to lure you in to a bet and then they'll cash on the other way. But again, when you're looking at this matchup, to me, especially on the defensive side of the ball, where is that Trubisky? I use the words positive regression a lot, or at least taking a step up in Mitchell Trubisky's case. And one of the stats that really caught my eye over the last couple weeks when I've been reading up on advanced stats, and those are one of my key things when I'm keying in on NFL futures or week one lines, week two lines, whatever it may be, is the advanced stats department. And Warren Sharp had a phenomenal piece on the Bears. In 5 of their first 6 games, they had a success rate in the passing offense of at least 52%. They only hit that number in 3 of their next 12 games. And you think about how Matt Nagy scripts plays, especially in the early portion of games, in the early portion of seasons. So you might say, well, that's going to happen again, and the Packers or the Bears offense is going to have success once again in the beginning part of the season, and it's going to fall off in the latter part. But at the same time, defenses are preparing for that. They're preparing for what happened in the first half of the season. So I'm not bullish on the Bears, and I'm not looking at it from the perspective of Vegas knows something in this situation.
Eli, we get a little taster of college football. 2 games coming up this weekend. Any futures that you're looking at, or any week one lines that maybe I should circle, or a guy I know should circle?
Let's start off with week 0, man. You can't just shift ahead to week 1.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at Miami, Florida. The first college football game of the season. Let's go at 7:00. I can't wait. I can't wait for that one. And I'm looking at the first half under, especially with Miami starting a redshirt freshman in Jaren Williams over the Ohio State transfer. And you're looking at an offensive coordinator in Dan Enos that, while he had some success at Alabama, it's not like he was calling plays per se last season, but he also, in his past, he coached and he was the offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach at Arkansas, a team obviously Florida knows in the SEC. So not only do you have the redshirt freshman starting in Williams, but you have an offensive coordinator that the opposition knows fairly well. So even if Williams picks it up in the second half, that's why I like the first half under on that side of the ball. And then while Miami did lose a lot defensively, they still had the best unit on that side of the ball in terms of havoc rate. So when I'm talking about havoc rate, that includes pass deflections, forced fumbles, all the things that you think about when you're talking about a defense. Again, really the definition of havoc is just creating pressure, especially in sports, on the offensive side of the ball. So I'm a big fan of Miami's defense, even though they've lost a considerable amount. Still playmakers, especially in the back seven. And I think the first half under is the play. We've already seen movement on that line. It opened about 50 is the total. So first half around 25 over under. And we've seen a little movement in the other direction. Now it's first half under over at 24. So I'd be looking at the under in that regard.
Eli, is there any college team that you kind of got your eye on, you know, mid-major, any small college, whatever, that you got your eye on that could be a good number winner for you this year?
Well, I'm not necessarily in the mid-major market in terms of futures when I'm eyeing down the road. It's incredible when you're looking at against the spread production in that regard, when you're talking about mid-majors. And I know the A-10 isn't considered a mid-major, but over the last 4 years, you brought that up and it just popped into my head when I was looking up some trends. Temple is 40-21 mm-hmm. against the spread over the last 4 years, and that's the best against the spread record in college football. So if you're looking for some non-conference support, Temple could be the play. Also, when you're looking at a school that is not known for football, and you're looking at week one, if we're shifting ahead 1 week in the college football season, and I have my eyes circled on Alabama and Duke. Mm. Alabama laying 33.5, and that's a team under Nick Saban that we've seen take the foot off the gas pedal a little bit, especially in the second half of games when they're up a considerable margin, and you expect that to be the case. Even though they're on the road at Duke, we've seen two of their starting quarterback, who's a Heisman candidate. We've seen his respective share of injuries last season, and we saw it in the SEC championship game, and we might have seen that play a little bit into his performance against Clemson in the college football playoff title game. So I expect to see that from Alabama in the mix there, too. And you're looking at their against the spread record, specifically over the last 3 to 4 seasons, against the spread in non-conference play, and it's around 9-14. So again, that proves I'm not a big trends guy when I'm making my bets. But when you're trying to find trends that actually apply to the theory that you're looking to bet on, and again, when Alabama takes their foot off the gas pedal in the second half of games in non-conference play, then that trend does prove worthy.
Eli, any update on you know, the sports gambling that's going to be allowed in Illinois? Any update on when that's going to get rolling?
Yeah, I would think it's going to happen when I'm gauging it, and when I've been looking at it over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, you have a casino opening up in Hammond, so that's a good place for especially Bears fans. If they want to bet, I'm sure they're going to pound Bears -3.5 in Hammond. But yeah, I would expect it to have to happen after the Super Bowl. That's just my hunch. There's such a high tax rate on mm-hmm. that's what they're trying to push in the betting in for sports betting in Illinois, and it's even higher than Pennsylvania tax. That's where I'm at in Philadelphia right now, and the tax on sports betting is around 32%, which is just insane.
Does that mean juice? Does that mean juice?
Yes.
What?
Yes, correct.
So if I win $100, I got to pay a tax on it right away.
Yes, or if you want to take your cash out, if you want to pull out of your bankroll,
so don't
correct.
Piss off your local bookie, is what
yes.
he's trying to tell you.
Oh my,
kidding, of course.
Yes, long live the local guy, because you know, why would you even want to play at a brick and mortar place if it's 32%? You can't win that way.
Exactly, and that's what a lot of people obviously don't have bookies, and they want to push people away from offshore sites and using the likes of DraftKings and FanDuel. FanDuel is legal in Pennsylvania, but I know in the bill that was passed in Illinois for sports betting. DraftKings and FanDuel off the list, at least for the first, I think, 18 months or so. So you got to go to a local sports book, and boy, they're going to make you literally pay.
Wow.
He is Eli Hershkovich. And Eli, I want to talk a little bit about the new show before we let you go. Radio.com, Radio.com Sports. You better, you bet. I see it's Monday through Friday. You guys just started yesterday. Great first episode. You guys are on Sunday mornings, which is huge come football season. 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. You could tell us what time that is central because you and I went back and forth yesterday about how dumb I am with time zones. Radio.com Sports, though. Tell us a little bit about it. I know it's you, Nick Costos, Joe O, Danny Parkins, Ross Tucker. What do you guys got going on with it?
Yeah, last night was an absolute blast. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley, a.k.a. Rocky Lockerson, on Twitter. A lot of NFL talk, a lot of college football. The best part about this show is we're trying to find you, the listener, the viewer, value in the line or the futures market. And like I mentioned with the Packers getting 3.5 points in week one, there are always market inefficiencies. And like Chuck mentioned, the Packers, if they were at home, they would probably be favored by 3 points. So you're talking about a couple of teams that are valued the same in Vegas, but the Bears are just getting the extra three or laying the extra three because they're at home. So we're always looking for those sorts of angles. You can catch us from 5 to 9 Central Time. Download the Radio.com app, and also you can watch it on Radio.com as well. You could watch, you could listen, you could subscribe on iTunes. Our first show is up in the podcast department on iTunes, and it's also up on radio.com. So lots to look forward to with the show. Again, it's a mix of sports betting. We're going to make you laugh along the way. Some great sports betting tales on the podcast from last night from one Ken Barkley. So be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast and also listen to it from 5 to 9 Central. Watch it as well. It's a Radio.com Sports original. You better, you bet.
That was Radio.com Sports betting insider Eli Hershkovich. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post the job today at Indeed.com/hire. Thanks, Eli. Have a good one, buddy.
Good stuff.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Eli Hershkovich, find him, Radio.com Sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.